All right, real quick. It's the end of the year. And I usually do this once a year about this time because it's in our school year, you know, we're about to get out and you're testing. And you've learned all this stuff throughout the year, and so it's time to find out what you know and what you've been going over, what's been happening. Matthew 28:19, Jesus comes and he says, he's come back, and he's been raised from the dead, and he comes back and he says, go and make disciples. Go out and make disciples of all nations. In other words, I want you to teach. I want you to go teach people. Now, before you teach, before you become a teacher, you got to be a student. You have to be taught yourself. And so you got to go through some training, and you got to learn some things, and then you got to be tested, and then you go and teach. So, basically it's like this. You're either a student, and you're learning, or you're a student, and you took your test, and you passed, and you're ready for the next level, or you're a teacher, you're teaching somebody. You're going out, and you're going to make disciples. I don't know where you're at. You might know, you know where you're at. The Holy Spirit will let you know if you're not sure, okay, where am I? But we're going to touch on some things, just going to check. I don't know if you did this before when you were in class, and the teacher said, all right, you took a test, and the teacher said, all right, I want you to grade your own test. I'm going to call out the answers. I'm going to go over the answers. And I want you to check. And if you pass, great. You move on to the next level. If you didn't pass, all right, need some, just mark, need improvement, make a check. I need to work on that. And if you got it, and you, hey, I got this. This stuff is easy. All right, I'm ready to go teach. That's where you are. You follow me? You ready? All right. I'm going to go over six things. All right. The first three things they tell you in the world, they'll say, these are three things you don't ever talk about when you meet somebody. You ever heard about those three things? Three things you don't talk about. All right. You don't talk about politics. You don't talk about money. You don't talk about religion. We're going to talk about it. Okay. All right. We want to check. All right, because listen, you were getting ready. God wants you to be disciples. He wants you to teach. Politics. Let's talk politics. Revelation 17 says this. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you are a Christian, if you belong to God, the kingdom of heaven already has a king. The kingdom of heaven already has a king. The politics of heaven is there is already a king. Let me break it down this way. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. The king chooses. We don't vote in the kingdom. The king chooses. The king makes the choice. We don't vote. We don't say, hey, we got 10 who like this and 2 who don't. Okay, we get this. It's the king who chooses. The king says what is right and the king says what is wrong. The king says what is good and the king says what is bad. We don't vote. He chooses. And what we do is we make decisions. God laid it out. Do I obey or not? He is the king. And the politics in the kingdom of heaven is, God, what did you say? Whatever you choose, whatever you say, we do. I follow. I agree. So if you say this is, if you say up is up that way, then it is. If you say this is wrong, then it's wrong. We don't vote on it. If you say I'm male, then I'm male. If you say I'm female, then I'm female. We don't vote. He already chose. That's the politics of the kingdom. Do you get that? Have you passed that test? Whatever he says. We don't vote. I used to come home, and my dad was military, straight. And dad, you know, I go out and I go to school and I go to college and I go do stuff. And he'd say, "Son, what did you learn? What did you do?" And I said, "Dad, we did this and we did that. And in our class, we voted for such and such. And on our team, we picked such and such. And we said this and we said that. That's cool." And I said, "Dad, I think we ought to do that in this house. I want to vote about. There's something I want to vote about." My dad would look at me. "That's okay out there. I understand you got to deal with the world out there. I understand that. Yeah, and ain't nothing wrong with voting and going down, casting your ballot and who you like. I ain't nothing wrong. But when you come to the Father's house, it's already been decided. It's been chosen. You need to read that word, find out what he chose. We ain't voting. Understand? If you need improvement, okay, you didn't pass that test. Because sometimes we think we can vote. "Hey, God, all my friends kind of feel like..." No. There ain't no voting. Chosen. I got this guy, in the Bible it says, pray for your leaders. Did you know it says that? I said, "Pray for your leader." And I had this guy, he came to me and he said, "Man, you know what? I don't like Obama." Okay. "I didn't vote for him." Okay. He didn't hurt him. Okay. And I said to him, "You been praying for him?" "No!" And I said, "What did the king say?" I know what he was going to say. I don't care what the king said. That's what he wanted to say, but he knew I was going to eat him up. It don't matter who gets there. What matters? Are you doing what the king said? You don't vote on praying. "Oh, I'm only going to pray for the nice people and the people who like me." You don't vote on that. Do you get it? Check yourself. Did you get that right? Money! Driver's side, passenger side. We understand in life you need money. You got to go to work. You spend all your life just about working. I understand that because you got to pay bills. You got to do that. We understand that. No problem. We ain't got no problem. God ain't got no problem with it. Here's the problem he got. If money is over here in the passenger seat, no problem. As long as Jesus is right here. You follow me? Jesus would tell money, if he got the steering wheel, where to go. You sit back there, taxi. But Jesus is driving. Jesus drives your money. So if Jesus said, "We're going over here," we go over here. Jesus said, "We're going over here," we're going over here. Who drives? Jesus. No man can serve what? Can't serve two masters. There's only one steering wheel. He drives this. Now the problem is that when money's sitting right here, let me get my little wallet out here. All right, I got a little wallet because that means I got a little money. All right, and when money is sitting right here, and money's saying, "Hey, man, get where we going. We're going to go over here. We're going to go do this. And we're going to act like this. We're going to go here. Money will drive you to some crazy places. Money will have you all over the place. Money will have you in some places you don't want to be. And Jesus be over there like, but you done gave money the will. No man can serve two masters. Who drive? Because money will say, hey, you don't need to do that. Or money say, yeah, we need to do that. We know Jesus don't like that, but we need to do that. Check yourself. Is money driving your car? You follow me? That makes sense? I'm trying to make it simple. Check yourself off. Religion! Don't talk about religion. Here's the bottom line of religion. I mean, just to keep it simple. Religion is serving God. If you believe in God, you serve Him. Serve God. Serve God. Don't serve yourself. Don't serve people. Serve God. Bottom line on religion. Serve God. Go and do what God wants you to do. Let your light so shine so the men may see your good works and glorify God. Go and serve God. That's the bottom line of serving, of religion. Serve God. He's a Muslim. He's a Jehovah's Witness. He's a Mormon. He's a Baptist and PK shut up. Serve God. You serve God. Go find something to do. Go find a way to serve God. My church, they don't give me enough to do. I'm waiting for the pastor to put me in. We ain't got no people out there hurting, do we? We ain't got no people in trouble. We ain't got no people suffering, do we? You can't find nobody? Ain't nobody out there? We ain't got nothing going on? Nothing happened? Serve God. Go find somebody. Go seek somebody. Go look for somebody. There's people out there hurting. Serve God. We spend all the time fighting people. Or what make people believe. If you're serving God, God will get the glory. You know what we're doing too? Spending all our time looking at each other. What you doing? What's going on? Why you ain't doing it? There is so much to do. There are so many people hurting. God is looking for people to serve. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Serve me. Don't worry about everybody else. Don't worry about the titles. Don't worry about the stuff. Go to work. Go find somebody. This pastor didn't give me nothing to do. There's plenty. There's a whole lot out there. There's a whole lot of people hurting. Go. Go. Go serve Him. Go make Him look good. Go. Let that be your religion. Let that be. Let people see you do good works and give God the glory. We're fighting over, is he this and he that? Don't matter. You hang with me, you'll see. God will get the glory. I'm going to be serving Him. I ain't got time to be fighting Him. Is you a this or is you a that? I don't give a flip. I ain't got time. There's too much stuff going on. We got to go. Are you going? Are you looking? Are you checking? Go. Go serve Him. This is my religion. I love Him. And I'm serving Him. Checking. You follow me? Real quick. Death. Two things you don't talk about. Or have two things that are constant in life. Death and taxes. You know you're going to have these. In the kingdom of God, we are to teach about death. No man is fit. You got to die. You've got to die. You can't follow the kingdom. Jesus said you can't. If you want to follow me, you got to take up your cross. You've got to die. You have got to die. We won't die. You have got to die. If you're going to make it, if you're going to be a good teacher, you got to be a dead teacher. Let me explain what that is. A lot of people don't. Before Jesus became King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he died. He didn't want to, but he did. Not my will. Remember what he said? But thy will be done. How do you know when you die? When you stop saying, God, I want to do it my way. When my will dies and I say, God, what do you want? That's when I know I'm dead. There are some things I want to do. And I'll be like, God, I'm asking. I want to do it. I'm knocking on the door. And then the things don't happen. And I say, and God will say, there's something I want you to do. And I say, okay. When I start fighting, God says, well, no, I don't. I want to do it this way. I want to go here. I want to have this. And I say, not your will, but my will. I'm not dead. And in the kingdom, you got to die if you want this thing to work. Some of us, I know me. There's been times I've been knocking at doors and I've been trying to do stuff and I've been like, God, I want to go here, I want to do this. And God says, nah, wait. Nah, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, You ever seen a little kid? Little kid, you tell them they can't go? Especially them 2-year-olds. No, you can't have that. What? No, you can't go there. Now, you could slap the fool out of them and they'd be like, And God could do that, but he's like, no, I don't want you to go. Die. I get up in the morning. Here's what I say. God, what do you want? Here's what I say. I say, what do you want? I used to get up in the morning and say, this is what I want. I know y'all don't do that because y'all perfect. But me, I used to get up and say, okay, God, thank you. You're awesome. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Now give me this and this and this. I don't do that anymore. Taxes. Here's taxing in heaven. To whom much is given? Can you finish it?
Much is required.
Much is required. If I give you $10, how much you supposed to give? One. If I give you $100, how much you supposed to give? 10. If I give you $1,000, how much you supposed to give? 100. To whom much is given, much is required. If I give you more, you do more. If I give you what you have, you do with what you have. That's the tax of the kingdom. To whom much is given, much is required. Don't get stingy on God. When God blesses you, don't get, oh, I don't know where that came from. I got more money, but I can't do most stuff. To whom much is given, much is required. When God blesses you with much, you do much. If he doesn't, you do with what you have. I remember back in the day, Florence, our first house, it was the kitchen here and the living room here. And we had a bedroom here and a bedroom here. The one of the little, I mean, it was about this big, right in here. You want to go from the kitchen to the living room? Boom. You want to go from the living room to the bedroom? Boom. That was it. Had a little slide over the second. Boom. That was it. That's all we had. I had kids that were going, sometimes they were going through a tough time, they were going through a hard time, they couldn't stay somewhere, they were out of their house, they stayed with us. Didn't have much, but just sleep on the couch. God blessed us, influenced. We got 3 bedrooms. Oh boy, I thought I was bad then. Woo! Got a 3-bedroom. had a living room, and it was a living room. And you could walk a little bit. And God gave you a little bit more, but you had to use it more. Started dealing with marriages. Women getting beat down, beat up. Had to come stay with us. Live there for a little while. God give you a little bit more. We have to do some more. Get here, get a house, get built, get blessed. Have people stay with you. They're going through a tough time. Families come. They've been thrown out. Got to hang. To whom much is given. You follow me? Don't get stingy on God when he blesses you. Remember how the government is about taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, they'll come get you. God's same way. God bless you and you tight. Check. Last one. We're through. What's the number one commandment?
Love the Lord your God.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Number one. No idols. God wants you to be number one. God don't want to be second. God hates idolatry. God hates being treated like a dog. Did you know we're married to God? The Bible calls us the bride of Christ. Here's the picture he gave me. Here's the picture. Imagine. This is a curtain where you can be a big door. And behind, that's the bedroom. There's a big bed. Bedroom. And the curtain's closed because I'm married to Jesus. I'm married to the Lord. Private back there. That's our bedroom. That's where we're intimate together. We're together back there. Here's what idolatry is. Here's what making God second is. Wouldn't it be rough? I'm married to Jackie. I tell Jackie, get out of here. I close the door out of my bedroom, and I bring in another person in my bedroom and close the door, and I'm with her. And Jackie's outside. What's going on? I'm with somebody else. That's cold, isn't it? She outside. She's my wife, but I'm with somebody else. That's cold. That's what we do to God. That's what we can do to God. Here's what it looks like. Anger. Miss anger. And we take God, we say, God, get out of here. And we close the curtain. We take anger in the bedroom and we sleep with anger. We get up with anger. Anger gives herself to me. So I'm angry. I ain't listening to God. I'm listening to anger. Hate. God, you get out of here. And me and hate go sleep together. I can be racist. I can be predators. I can be mean. I can be nasty. I can be ugly. We sleep together. We hang together. And God got to sit out here. God hates that. You put me out? How dare you put me out? Unforgiveness? You've been sleeping with unforgiveness? How dare you? And kick God out? God hates that. God wants to be number one. God wants you to sleep with him. Follow me? Check yourself. If you're a student and you're learning, you're still learning this stuff, okay, I need improvement. If you done passed the test, all right, I'm ready. Celebrate, give God the praise, and get ready to start teaching others. Because we're supposed to make disciples. Amen? Father, I love you, thank you, bless you, be with your people, touch them, love on them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, have a great day. Be blessed.